This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of March, 2024. Essence, sweet children, practice going into dead silence. Let your intellects remain with the Father, and he will then give you a current of power, Sakash, to enable you to become bodiless. Question. What vision do you children have when you receive a third eye of knowledge? Answer. You have vision of the types of parts you have played from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. You know the whole world from the beginning to the end. To know means to have vision. You now understand that you were deities with divine virtues, that you have now become those with devilish qualities, and that you are once again becoming deities with divine virtues. You are now to go to the new world, to your new home. Om Shanti. You children sitting here are on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Unlimited Father is not on the pilgrimage of remembrance. He is giving you children the help of Sakash. That is, he is enabling you to forget your bodies. You children, receive the Father's help so that you can forget your bodies. He gives Sakash to you souls because he only looks at souls. The intellect of each of you is now with the Father, and the Father's intellect and drishti is on you children. There is a difference. There were then a few minutes of dead silence. You are practicing dead silence. You want to leave your bodies and become separate. You souls understand that to the extent you have remembrance, you will accordingly become separate from your bodies. They give the example of a snake. There must definitely be something special in the example that is given. You understand that you will leave your bodies and return home, and then come down here again. No one else knows these things. No one else knows this drama. No one else is able to guarantee that your sins will be absolved by having remembrance. No one else relates such things to you. You children know that this is now your return journey. The yoga of the soul's intellect is drawn in that direction. The drama is about to end, and we now have to go home. You have to remember the Father. He is the purifier. The water of the Ganges cannot be the liberator or the guide. Only the one Father can be the liberator and the guide. These things have to be understood and explained. That is the path of devotion. There is no benefit in that. You children understand that water is simply for bathing. It can never purify you. It isn't that they even receive any return for their devotion. On the path of devotion, they have given it great importance. All of those things are called blind faith. By continuing to have blind faith in this way, human beings have received the title, the blind children of the blind. These are the versions of God. You know which ones have sight and which ones are blind. You have now come to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world from the Father. Now that you have recognized the Father, you are able to recognize the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, and its duration. Churn every aspect of the ocean of knowledge, and then decide for yourselves. There is a contrast between the paths of devotion and knowledge. This knowledge is unique. This knowledge is famous. It is the study of Raja Yoga. You children understand that the deities were completely viceless. The Father, the Creator, sits and gives his own introduction. He is the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul is called God. In English, he is called the Supreme Soul, and soul means Atma. The Father's soul is no larger than any other soul. The Father's soul is the same as those of you children. It isn't that the children are smaller and the Father is larger, no. This supreme, knowledgeful Father explains to you children with great love. Each soul has to play his part. Surely he has to take a body to play his part. The residence of souls is the land of peace. You children know that you souls reside in the great element of light, just as those who live in the land of Hindustan call themselves Hindus. Similarly, souls who come from the land of the Brahm element think that the Brahm element is God. Reasons for falling are fixed in the drama. No matter how much effort anyone makes, no one can return home yet. When a play has finished, all the actors come together on the stage. Its creator and the main actors all stand together. You children know that this drama is now about to end. None of the sages or holy men, etc., knows these things. No one has this knowledge of souls. The Supreme Soul, the Father, only comes here once. Everyone else has to play their part here. Expansion continues to take place. Where have all the souls come from? If souls could return home, there would then be that system. One would come and another one would go. Then that would not be said to be rebirth. In fact, rebirth has continued from the beginning. The first ones are Lakshmi and Narayan. The Father has explained that they take rebirth, and then when they reach the end, they go and become the first ones again. There can be no doubt about any of this. It is the Father of Souls himself who comes and explains. What does he explain? He gives his own introduction. Did you know anything before about who the Supreme Soul is? You just went to the temples of Shiva. There are countless temples here. In the Golden Age, there are no temples or worshipping, etc. There you become the worthy of worship deities. Then, after half a cycle, you become worshippers and can no longer be called deities. Then the Father comes and makes you worthy of worship again. This praise is not sung in any other land. You now understand what the kingdom of Rama is and what the kingdom of Ravan is. You have to prove to people the duration of the kingdom of Rama. This is a play that you have to understand. The Father is the highest on high, and he is also knowledgeful. Through him, we become the highest of all. We attain a status that is also the highest. The Father is now teaching us, and so we must imbibe this as well as divine virtues. You children have been reciting what the deities were like and what you yourselves are now. You now understand that you have to become as completely viceless as the deities. There is no way to accomplish this except by remembering the Father. If anyone else knows how to accomplish this, tell us. You cannot say the Brahm element is viceless. No, it is souls that become viceless. The Brahm element cannot be a soul either. That is just the place of residence. It has been explained to you children that an intellect is in each soul, and that when souls become tamopratan, their intellects become senseless. Therefore there are those who are sensible and those who are senseless. Your intellects become completely clean and then they become dirty. You children understand the contrast between purity and impurity. Impure souls cannot return home. Now, how can they become pure? This is what they have been crying out for. This too is fixed in the drama. You understand that it is now the confluence age. The Father only comes once to take you home. Not everyone will go to the new world. Those who do not have any parts there will remain in the land of peace. This is why it has also been shown in the pictures. All of those pictures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. These pictures, through which it is explained how the world cycle turns, belong to the path of knowledge. You understand how you came down from 16 celestial degrees to 14, and from 14 to 12, and how no degrees now remain. Everyone is number wise. Actors too are number wise. Some receive a salary of 1,000, some 1,500, some 500, some 100 and some 150. And so there is a great difference. There is also the difference of day and night in how you study. In those schools, if they fail, they have to study again. But here, there is no question of studying again. Your status is reduced. You will then never be able to study this knowledge again. This study is only possible once. The Father also only comes once. You children understand that there was at first just the one kingdom. When you explain these things to others, they will accept them. Christians are also very clever in science. Everyone learnt those things from them. Their intellects neither become divine nor stone-like. At the moment, their intellects are performing wonders. Science has grown so much through the Christians. Science is also intended for happiness. You know that the old world has to be destroyed. We will then go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. How else would all the human souls return home? Destruction will take place through science. All the souls will shed their bodies and return home. Liberation is merged within this destruction. For half a cycle, everyone has been making effort for liberation. This will now happen through science and natural calamities. It should be understood that this war is instrumental in taking you souls back to the land of liberation. So many people will go back to the land of liberation. No matter how much effort you made practicing Hatha Yoga and adopting gurus, none of you has been able to go to the land of liberation. So many bombs, etc., have been prepared through science, and so it has to be understood that destruction will definitely take place. There will be very few people in the new world. All the rest will have returned to the land of liberation. You will go to the land of liberation in life with the power of your study and rule a kingdom that is stable and unshakable. Just look at all the lands here. They have all been divided. The Father is making you into masters of the kingdom of the world, the kingdom that is stable and unshakable. The unlimited Father's inheritance is the unlimited sovereignty. Who gave this inheritance and when? This does not enter anyone's intellect. Only you understand. Each soul has a third eye of knowledge. You souls become embodiments of this knowledge. You can only become this through the Father, the ocean of knowledge. The Father comes and gives you this knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. In fact, this only takes a second. Liberation in life in a second. Everyone else receives liberation. The drama is fixed in this way. Everyone is liberated from Ravan's bondage. Those people try so hard to bring about peace in the world. Only you children understand when there is peace in the world as well as in Brahmand. There is said to be peace in the element of light. And there will also be peace and happiness here in this world. This world is distinct from the element of light. The element of light is beyond the moon and the stars. There is nothing of this world there. That is called the world of silence. You leave your bodies and go into that world of silence. You children remember that, and this is why you are now preparing yourselves to return there. No one else knows this. You are now being inspired to prepare for this. The war will be beneficial. Everyone's accounts will be settled. Everyone will become pure. Yoga is a fire. Everything becomes pure in a fire. Just as the Father knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama, similarly, you actors also have to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. To understand this means to have vision. Your third eyes of knowledge have now opened. You have definitely now come to know all the things of the world, from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. No other human beings know these. You understand that you are the ones who had divine virtues, and that you are now also the ones who have devilish traits, and that the Father has once again come to make you into those with divine virtues. The Father comes to purify the impure. No one else in the world knows that those who belong to the deity clan are the ones who take the full 84 births. They become pure and also impure. This is not in the intellect of anyone else. You understand that all of those images are non-living. No one can take an accurate photo of them. They were naturally beautiful. A pure body is created out of pure elements. Here they are impure. None of the people of this world, with their various colours, will exist in the Golden Age. Sri Krishna is called the ugly and the beautiful one. In the Golden Age he is beautiful, and in the Iron Age he is ugly. How does he go from the Golden Age to the Iron Age? You understand everything from the number one soul onwards. As soon as the baby emerges from the womb, he is named Sri Krishna. A name is definitely needed. You would say that the Sri Krishna soul is beautiful, and that he then becomes ugly, and that is why he is called the ugly and the beautiful one. Once you receive the horoscope of this one, you are able to understand the astrology of the whole cycle. It is filled with so many secrets which only you know. No one else knows these secrets. You now have to go to the new world and the new home. Those who study well will go to the new world. The Father is the master of this whole unlimited world. He is the Father of all souls. The Father is called the Master. This is a study. There can be no doubts or questions in this study. You don't need to debate the scriptures here. This one teacher is the most elevated, and he sits here and teaches you. He alone is the truth. He tells you, in the form of teachings, the story of how to become a true Narayan. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Settle all your karmic accounts and prepare yourself to return to the world of silence. Make the soul completely pure with the power of remembrance. 2. Put into practice this knowledge from the ocean of knowledge. Churn the ocean of knowledge and make decisions for yourself. In order to claim an elevated status in your life of liberation, imbibe divine virtues. 3. Blessing. May you be liberated from any influence of any attractions by living with the Father and becoming like him. Where there is remembrance of the Father, that is, where there is his company, body consciousness cannot arise. Those who stay with or close to the Father become distant from any vicious vibrations of the world, that is, from the influence of any attraction. Those who stay with the Father become equal to the Father by being with him. Just as the Father is the highest on high, in the same way, the children's stage also becomes the highest, and nothing below can then influence them in any situation. Slogan. When your mind and intellect are under your control, it will be easy for you to become bodiless. Om Shanti.